with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Israel's military issuing an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City ahead of a ground offensive.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans convening behind closed doors again as they search for a House Speaker drags deeper into a second week. Attention has swiftly turned to Representative Jim Jordan, the Judiciary Committee chairman, as the next potential candidate. Majority Leader Steve Scalise abruptly ended his bid when it became clear hardline holdouts refused to back him. Kaiser Permanente has reached a tentative deal with unions. Jennifer King has more.
The company and the coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions that represent 75,000 healthcare workers confirmed the agreement with posts on social media this morning, but there's been no formal vote yet. Workers staged a three-day strike last week. Their last contract was ratified in 2019. Union members say there's still a short staffing crisis that was worsened by the pandemic, while the company says it's hired 51,000 workers since 2022. Bargaining sessions have been scheduled for this week, according to the unions. The company was on notice that another strike was possible on November 1st, and the expiration of a contract covering the Seattle area would enable other workers to join. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow is ahead 133 points, but the NASDAQ is down 109. This is SRN News. A new poll about Bible reading. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The key finding is that people who watch church online are more likely to read the scriptures than those who attend in person. According to the American Bible Society study, 74% of online church viewers read the word at least once a week, against just 32% of those who are in the pews each Sunday. Overall, only 9% of U.S. adults read the Bible daily, 38% only use it when they're at church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in central Japan has ruled that it is unconstitutional to require a transgender person to undergo a sex change operation before they can change their birth certificate. The Japanese court stated that a growing social acceptance of sexual and gender diversity makes the surgery requirement outdated and goes counter to a global effort trying to create a more inclusive society. This is SRN News. And battles Democratic Senator Bob Menendez facing a new indictment.
Menendez is now charged with acting, along with his wife, as a foreign agent of Egypt between 2018 and 2022. The indictment reads, quote, among other actions, Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt. The charge comes on top of allegations less than a month ago that Menendez accepted bribes from Egypt in exchange for his political influence. Bob Agner reporting.
Missouri regulators are allowing a multi-state wind energy power line to increase the amount of power to the state's consumers. Permission was granted for the Grain Belt Express to expand to bring as much as 2,500 megawatts of power to Missouri. That's the equivalent of four nuclear power plants. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.